Kulana Blat Gemara. Today's blot, this is Sunday's blot, is Daf Tes Zayin Omer Aleph. We're right in the middle of the sugi about a glass keli, and we said that because its formation is similar to Klei Cheres, like earthenware, it has some of the same dinim, that it becomes tamek like Klei Cheres, and so on and so forth. But we also said, according to Gemara right now, that in a certain respect it's like metal, because just like a metal keli you can fix up easily, so too a glass keli, is if it breaks, it's easy to melt it down again and make a new keli. And that's why in the respect that a klei cheres cannot become tameh from outside of the keli, only inside the keli. Inside the mashenke, metal can become tameh even if you come a sheretz, touches it on the outside. Glass would be similar to metal. It can become tameh from the outside. Says the Gemara El Me'at, if you're telling me that glass is very similar to metal, then Yachzul L'Tumason Yishan, a great matzko. So the din should be, if you take a metal keli, and then you break it, and then you fix it up again, it goes right back to its original tumah. We don't say Ponim Chadosh is Bolakan, a brand new keli, it just continues where it was. So L'Chayde, the same din should apply to a glass keli. If you fix it up, it should go back to its original tumah. And the Gemara says that now we learn klei matches when it comes to a metal keli pshutei. And another difference between metal keli and earthenware is earthenware only if it's a keli, if it's a receptacle. On the other hand, when it comes to metal, even if it's a flat keli, can become tummy. So pshutein, umikablein, and also the receptacle, tmeyim, they become tummy. Nishbaru, if it broke, tare becomes tire. Why? It's no longer a vessel. If you then repaired it and turned it back into a keli, it goes right back to its old tumah. Okay, and yet we see by glass we learned kli eitz, wooden keli, the kli ur, and hide, the kli etzim, and bone, the kli and glass, pshutehan tahoidin, if it's flat, it's tahoid, umikableyan tamein, only if there's a receptacle that become tamei, and nibru. We'll see later why glass, pshutei and tahir and lechayda glass should be like earthenware. We're just saying that glass is similar to metal, and by metal we say that flat is tame. Why isn't the same by glass? The Gemara we'll talk about soon. But bottom line is, nibru, if you broke any of these kalim, tahir already becomes tahir. But chaza va'osim and kalim, you made it kalim, mekablim tumme mekan lahaba. They now are a new vessel. And if in the future they become tummy, they'll become tummy. But not retrospective. Now, a metal keli, we said it's retrospective. And glass keli, you tell me now, is similar to metal. So why don't we have the same role of retrospectivity by a glass keli as well? We should say, you repeat it, you go right back to tumah. So my answer, I'll tell you why. Tumah, here we're going to say that there's a difference between a glass keli and a metal keli, and that is, there's no old retrospective tumah when it comes to a glass keli. And why is that? Because tumah is klei zchuchas derabbanan. Remember, the whole concept of glass derabbanan, we learn it out from earthenware. The tumah yishon derabbanan, and this concept, this chumrah, that when you repair the keli, the tumah comes right back, is only a chumrah midderabbanan. And therefore, it's a double derabbanan. We're not going to be so machmer. And therefore, we're not going to say by glass keli that the tumah should come back. So where it's only tumah derabbanan, we're not going to put it back. Rabbanan tumah derabbanan did not decide to add the tumah. Again, sorry, skip the line. But tumah deraisa achisa derabbanan. By tumah deraisa, we say that it comes down. Tumah derabbanan achisa derabbanan tumah. But tumah derabbanan, which is a glass keli, we're not going to bring it down. Says the Gemara, fine. Aba pshutein mira l'tamei. Since a glass keli is similar to metal, why isn't it that a flat glass doesn't become tamei? By metal, a flat piece of metal, a sheet of metal becomes tamei. Da pshutein mira l'tamei. That I see you. That's the chayim ha'toyda that becomes tamei. Answers the Gemara, of the Rabbanan hekeda. The Rabbanan decided that we have to make some kind of a distinction between a glass keli and a metal keli. And why is that important? Ki heiche delay lisreif alayu truma v'kachim. Because we want people to remember that glass is not as strict as metal, it's only midrabanan. So if it comes in contact with truma and kachim, we're not going to burn it. Because we said before there were six sfeikas, six drabanas that we burned truma, including, you know, sand for chutz lares, but that's it, no more. So we're not going to burn truma. We are not going to burn truma and kachim when it comes in contact with glass keli. Now, why do we need another heker when we already have a heker that you don't have the din of retrospective truma? And the retrospective tumah is only something that happens later on. You broke the keli, what happens? So Mashain Kane, we need the heker to bring on Tumah in the first place. And therefore we made a heker by saying my glass, a flat glass, does not become Tumah, that is a heker, and will remind us glass is only midrabban. So the way we're learning right now is glass in certain respects is like klecheres, and certain respects it's like a clay matches. Says the Gemara Ravashi, says, I disagree. I believe that glass is totally like a klecheres. Ravashi Yomar lo oilam leklecheres domi. It's exactly like klecheres. Why? Because it came from sand, and the whole basis for tumah glass comes from earthenware. Therefore, in every respect, it's like earthenware. And just like earthenware doesn't have this din that the tumah comes back, so too by glass it doesn't come back. You asked one question in the beginning of the Gemara, so how come by earthenware we say that it does not become tummy from outside, and how come by glass it does become tummy from outside? Where does that come from? And that's what forced us to learn before, that glass is like metal. Ravashi gives a brilliant answer. So by glass should not become tummy from outside. I'll tell you why. Because glass is transparent, so there is no outside, because you can see the outside from the inside. So technically, or legally, it's like the inside, and that's why it becomes tamei. Thinking about it further, you said before, Shimon ben Shatach tikkun ksuva liisha. Shimon ben Shatach, he organized a ksuva for a woman, and the goza tumah klei matches. And he decreed there should be tumah on klei matches, on metal. The obvious question is, the Torah says that metal becomes tamei. So the Gemara klei matches that I see in you. Isn't klei matches from the Torah? It says in Pasuk, by after the Muhammad Midian, Aches Azov, it's a Kesev and a Choshev, the gold and the silver and the copy you're going to bring back. It's a Basil and all that you're going to bring back. So it says clearly that, you know, and metal and all that, you know, is you have to kasha and you have to table. So you know what he's trying to say? This din, that if you fix up the keli after it broke, you fix it up, the old tumah comes back, that's only midrabanan. And who is the one that enacted that halacha that was Shimon ben Shatach? There was a story with Tzion HaMalka. She'asa mishto libna. She made a party for her son, a wedding for her son. Venitmu kol keli. All of the keli became tameh. She was her son, so what she did was, she broke them, the nasnasan, and she needed for the chasna that night. So what she did was, she broke every keli, punctured it. The nasnasan letzayiv, gave it to somebody who melts it down. The ritchan, and he melted it down. The osam and kechadoshim, and he made brand new kelim. Because in those days, prior to Shimon ben Shatach, you're allowed, if you made a hole in the keli, it's no longer keli, you fix it up, it only becomes tamei from now on. The omul chachamim, right down the chachamim, said, no. Yachzir l'tumas nishana. He didn't achieve anything, they all become tummy again. You got to get yourself new kelim. Now, my timer. Why would they come up with such a decree? Shemgeder mechatas noguba. The paraduma, the mechatas, the paraduma, wasn't only to metayer a person, a tummy mace, but also to metayer any kelim, any vessels that became tummy from a person who was a tummy mace. So, therefore, what's going to happen is if you are going to use the paraduma, you got to wait 7 days. The third day, the seventh day, that's when you have to sprinkle on it. So for 7 days, you have no use of the kelim. So people want to use the kelim straight away. They don't have the patience. So what they did was, they would make a puncture in the kelim and get it fixed up. Cost a few dollars. They got it fixed up. And that's it. And they could fix it in the same day, have it for the wedding, for that night. And therefore, the whole concept of paraduma will be forgotten. And that's why they made this gezerah. Says the Gemara, it only makes sense. It makes only sense if we said that this gzeda was only regarding if it became tummy. That this gzeda, that the old tumah comes back, is only if the keli became tummy from a tummy mace. So the keli is like a rishon tumah, and therefore you want to go back and the keli became tummy properly, and you're worried about you're going to defeat the paraduma. You're not going to go to paraduma anymore. Ella, but lemandama lechol hatumas amru. But the one who says regardless of how the keli became tummy. Alaki became tummy from a sheretz. If you puncture it and then you fix it up, the old tumah comes back. Has nothing to do with paraduma. Ma'ikal and emet. No paraduma. If a keli became tummy from a sheretz, you don't sprinkle the third and seventh day. It's only a tummy mace. So why would you enact this law that you can't fix up the keli? What's wrong with that? Amar Abaye says, Abaye, it's only tumas erev anyway. So what's the problem? Amar Abaye says, Gzeira, we are worried. Shema lo yakvenu bichdei taras. You know what the problem is? I'll tell you what the problem is. In order for a keli, remember we had before, that you have to make the keli useless, you have to, let's say, it doesn't fit the size of an olive, and then finally the size of a pomegranate. We said if you make the holes that large, that a pomegranate cannot even sit there, it's no longer used, it can no longer be used as a keli. We're scared that if you can start making it that it's rampant, that everybody starts breaking the kalim to get out of the tumor, people are going to make tiny holes. They're not going to be that, you know, serious or meticulous to make sure that the hole is the size of a pomegranate. And then, therefore, it's not really going to help because you didn't really break the kalim, since you can still use it for pomegranates, and the kalim is still coming. So therefore, to avoid that. Rava says no. Gzeira, we are worried that people will see, became tummy today, and they don't know what actually happened. And they'll think that you just took it to the mikveh, and then you see using that same afternoon. Shema yemru tefila bas yema oila. People think that you don't have to wait 7 days. You know, but they'll think you don't have to wait till the sun sets. Let's say it was a tumah shedetz. Tumah shedetz, you take it to the mikveh, the keli became tameh, and you immerse it. Then you got to wait till that night. They will see you using it that afternoon. They'll think that you know whether you go to mikveh or whether you fixed it. You can eat it straight away. As soon as you went to the mikveh, you can use it straight away. They don't know that you broke it and you made this whole cheshbon. So my benai, what's the difference between bayi and rov? At the end of the day, it's the same thing. We just allowed it. Ikem benai that's pinum martzif. If you broke it into a million pieces, then when you fix it up again, you can tell. Yeah. If you broke it very much, then you can tell that's a brand new keli, because the only way you can fix it is, you know, if you only broke a little bit, it's still the old keli, and you want a little spot. If they don't notice that spot, they'll think it's the same keli, and what's going on? You're using it in the afternoon. But if you broke it into smearings, and then you fix it up, it looks like a brand new keli. So therefore, there's no chash that people are going to say, oh, you don't have to wait. They'll think it's a different keli altogether. They don't think it's the keli that was tamei, and you're using it in the afternoon. Says more further, either Ma'i, what else are there 18 things? That now we learn how many kelim tachas atzina lekabmek shamim. If you have a pipe, that water runs into the mikveh. Now, how can you use a pipe for the mikveh? So we can talk about a pipe that first you put in, let's say this concrete, or you put in this wood, and after it became mechuba lekarka, after it became mechuba to the house, whatever it is, then you started to carve out and hollow it out. The wood. So therefore, while it's mechuba, it doesn't become any more a keli. So any water passing through it does not become mayim shuvin. So if you put vessels underneath this pipe, lekabel behem make shamim, and your intention was to receive the rainwater, then it becomes mayim shuvin. Echad kelim doni, whether the very large keli may larger than 40 saw, so they're like fixed to the ground, the echad kelim tanim, and no, it doesn't become tummy, or very small keli don't become tummy either. The laws of Tum and Tara are very different than the laws of Mayim Shuvin. As long as it's a keli and you intended the water to go there, it becomes drawn water, Mayim Shuvin. You cannot use it for mikveh. I feel the clay avonim, stone kelim, the clay adam and earthen kelim, the clay galim. Now, usually we interpret clay galim as keli made out of dung. Rashi here says that galim means shayish, which is marble. So, before I should have tried to explain what's going on here, because l'cheder clay galim usually is keli made out of dung, not marble. Anyway, all these paisles ha-mikveh, they passel the mikveh. Echad ha-meniach, whether you put the keli deliberately to attract the water, echad ha-keach, you forgot. And you just placed the water there, you forgot. You placed the keli, you forgot, and the water came in, it's mayim shuvin. Divrei Beis Shammai. Well, Beis Hillel, however, Beis Hillel disagrees. He says, "Metarim b'shechech." He says, "If you forgot and you left it there, that means you didn't really want the water to be accepted, you know, to enter the keli. It's not called mayim shuvin." Amar Amei says, "Nimnu v'Rabba b'Shamay Beis Hillel." In this particular argument, Beis Shammai outnumbered Beis Hillel, and the halacha is like Beis Shammai. Now comes along the Gemara says, "Umaydim Beis Shammai." We qualify now this argument. First of all, Beis Shammai is meider b'shecher b'chotzef. He didn't put the keli right next to the pipe to attract the water. You put the keli somewhere in the chotzef, and you put it somewhere in the chotzef, not next to any particular pipe, and you forgot. Therefore, the water there is not like you deliberately wanted. The water Shammai is meider. It's not mayim shuvin. Shutai. Amar Abayis says, I believe that Beis Hillel never conceded to Beis Shammai. That the Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are still arguing. Now the Gemara explains what exactly is the argument of Beis Shammai. Amri that the Yeshiva Rav says, Hakol Moedim, everyone is Moedim. Kishenichem Beshas Kishir Avim, if you placed these buckets next to the pipe when it was cloudy outside, which means you anticipated rain, Tameim, and they become Tameh. They become Tameh. Beshas Pizor, In other words, when it's cloudy, you put it there, and the clouds didn't come out straight away, and you sort of forgot about it. And everyone holds that since you wanted to track the rain, and then you know the clouds were there, and the rain a little bit later, it is Mayim Shuvim. B'shas Pizur Ovim, if you put the bucket there when there were no clouds in the sky, you didn't anticipate any rain, you left it there and it started to rain, Divrei HaKol Teirin. Loi Nechel, you know the argument is, She'nichem B'shas Kishur Ovim, you placed them there. You placed them there while it was very cloudy. Then V'nispazu, the clouds left scattered, and you left the bucket there. And then V'chozov V'niskashu, and then it came back. How do we view that? B'shamay says, Hill says, Batla Machshavtei. You initially put it there for rain, and then the clouds scattered, and the sun came out. That means you gave up on the rain, and now it started raining again. It's like a new event, and you didn't know anything for it. So therefore, it's not like you had kavon. It's not shuvim. B'shamay says, no, since you put it there in order to catch the rain, since you did nothing to change that, everything that happened in Shemayim. So therefore, it's a continuation of before, and it's tamei. The Amr says, Machlekes Adayim B'Kayim Medes, he holds, but this is not from the 18 things, because Shaman Hill is arguing, Halach Lach Hill, Botchler isn't one missing, what's his 18th thing? Oramach Mitzchot, Af Benois Kusim, the girls of Kusim. The girls of the Kusim, we had an argument whether they're genuine Gerim or just Gerim Arayis, they were frightened from the lions. Me'arisasin, as soon as they're born, they have a din of a nida. We're worried that maybe later on, we're worried that maybe they saw Nida then and they don't take it seriously. So therefore, Bayim goes, that was decreed on that day. Now interesting, when it comes to a Goy, we say they have to be 3 years old before the girls have a din of a Nida. But by Kusim, we're even stricter than them because the Eden used to hang around Kusim and Kusim kept some of the mitzvahs, so the Eden felt very comfortable being with them. They were too friendly. So we had to come down harder to maintain the laws of Tumah V'Tahara. We'll stop here and we'll continue with Hashem on Monday morning at 7:15.
Sorry, what time?
7:15.